My Mama Africa. This poem was written by an incarcerated young man in Luzira prison in Uganda. I collected it just about 7-8 years ago when I was staying in Uganda and launched a creative writing program in Luzira prison. And that is a prison that was built for 600 people and is now home to 6,000 men, women, children, and people on death row. It's like an unfathomable level of overcrowding. And unfortunately, it's fairly typical all over the world where you have people packed into these decrepit hellholes, really. And I remember learning from my students in this prison that they had to sleep in shifts and sleep standing up sometimes. I mean, it's a level of conditions that, again, is hard for us to even fathom. And a lot of the people in these prisons, and this is especially true on the African continent, but also true in many other places, are in there for what are known as petty offenses, just little things like loitering. And that is a product of the colonial legacy. These are petty offenses that became crimes during colonialism when people, the natives, were to be targeted and criminalized and incarcerated. And so you created laws in order to do that. And we have that in the States as well with the Black Codes. That is how mass incarceration, how slavery led to mass incarceration. You should read The New Jim Crow if you want to know more about that, but also understand that it's a process that happens globally to pack prisons to an inhumane degree.